Hi guys, welcome to video number 10 of the series of videos on the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and KISS X3. This is the second to last of the automatic modes we're going to look at on the mode dial, and it's night portrait, or may well be listed as twilight portrait mode. And it's a mode that you can pick should you want to take a portrait of someone at night in low light. It will use the flash. Again, it's one of the more automated modes, so it's going to pick the aperture and shutter speed and the ISO for you. It may well burst the built-in flash as well to aid focusing also, so you might want to warn your subjects of that. If they get multiple flashes in their eyes, they might not like it. Taking pictures at night in any mode, even if it's going to be assisted by flash, is normally going to result in a relatively slow shutter speed, so you're going to want to make sure that your subject stays still and you've got a good firm hold of the camera and a good support base, and may well be worth considering using a tripod. I know they can be bulky and a little bit time consuming to set up, but it's worth it in the end. So we'll just have a quick look at this mode to see what options that we have got in terms of settings we can change, and we'll move on to the next one, which is the mode whereby you can force the flash to be off. Okay, so here we are with the camera powered up in night portrait mode. It may also be listed in the manual as twilight mode. It's a mode that you could use should you wish to take portraits at night. It will tend to favour using the inbuilt flash to get a correct exposure on your subject, and also to help the camera pre-focus, so you'll find it will fire a couple of bursts to help the camera to focus. I'll try and show that in this video in a few moments. Now, the night portrait mode again is a very automated mode. It's limited in what we can change. The camera's chosen the white balance forwards. It's not going to let us change that. The focusing mode, but what we can change is the shooting or drive mode, single shot. Again, we've got no continuous shooting mode because it's more than likely going to be using a slower shutter speed with it being at night. Self timer and continuous self timer, where you can set the camera to take a couple of shots after the timer's run. Okay, so the camera's choosing the exposure settings, or ISO, aperture and shutter speed for us. I mean, it's not focusing because it's so close to the background at the moment. And it's also chosen the picture style. The basic menus are the same as in auto mode as in the other automatic modes, limited to what we can change. And once you probably set the camera up initially, it's probably not something you're going to really go into that often. Okay, so what I'll do now is I'll just try and set it up so we can get the camera to pop the internal flash up and fire a couple of pre-flashes off, just to show you what it does in terms of aiding the camera to focus. Okay, here we go. Just to show an example of when the built-in flash aids the camera to focus and fires in night portrait mode. Hopefully you can see the screen there. If I half press on the shutter button, where the camera will focus, it will fire a burst off. It may well be a couple of bursts that it fires off to aid focus, like it did just there. Okay, and then when you click the shutter, I mean, note now it's a very dark scene in front, and it's 0.3 of a second, so it's a really slow, or considered a slow shutter speed. That we've got there. And then it will also fire the flash during the exposure. So it may well be worth warning your subject, if you're taking a portrait, that the camera may well fire a couple of bursts and flashes. You know, consider that they, just in case they may suffer from epilepsy, or, you know, they might not appreciate the flash going off a couple of times in their eyes. So it's just something to bear in mind. And with the slow shutter speeds, as shown here, you know, anything really below 1/60th of a second with an image stabilized lens, you may well end up with a blurred shot, so it may be worth considering bracing yourself whilst holding the camera, using a wall, fence post, or consider setting up a tripod and asking your subject to be very, very still. So, okay, I'll just go back to the menus. Okay, so this has been a quick introduction to the one of the more automatic modes, night portrait, in covering a couple of tips in terms of what you need to consider when using this mode for when you're taking portraits. If you've got any questions at all, then please by all means put them in the comments, contact me via YouTube or Facebook, or either by the contact form on my website. I'm also on Twitter as well, so you can send me a direct message via Twitter also, and I'll do my very best to answer them for you. So thank you very much for watching. Cheers. Bye.